Chapter 10. Nancy was acting strangely. Fagin thought, is she running away from Bill? Does she have a new man? Fagin sent one of his boys to follow her. Nancy went to London Bridge. She met Miss Rose and Mr. Brownlow. They asked Nancy to show them Monks. Nancy said, I'll give you Monks. The boy listened to them. He ran back and told Fagin. Fagin told Sykes what Nancy had done. Sykes went home. He beat Nancy very badly. She died. Mr. Brownlow found Monks. He took him to his house. Monks sat in the middle of the room. The door was locked. Mr. Brownlow was with Monks. You're my father's oldest friend. How dare you do this to me? Monks said to Mr. Brownlow. You're not Monks. You are Edward Leaford. You're a nasty boy, said Mr. Brownlow. You have a brother, added Mr. Brownlow. No, I don't, said Monks. Liar. Your father was engaged to Oliver's mother. He died before they got married. There was no will. Your mother got his money and then you. You remember this? Asked Mr. Brownlow. My father died, said Monks. He came to me before he died. He gave me a portrait of Oliver's mother. I looked for her when he died. She was dead. When I found Oliver, I saved him, said Mr. Brownlow. What? Asked Monks. I saved Oliver and went to the West Indies to find you, but you were in London, said Mr. Brownlow. You have tried to ruin Oliver. Your father made a will. Your mother burned it. You stole from your brother and you also murdered Nancy, added Mr. Brownlow. No, I didn't murder her, said Monks. She's dead for telling me about you. You're guilty. You'll tell me the truth. You will write it down. You will give Oliver his money, said Mr. Brownlow. The doctor came into the room. They have found the other murderer. They'll arrest him tonight, he said. Where's Harry? Asked Mr. Brownlow. He's with Miss Rose. The police will arrest Fagin as well, said the doctor. Bill Sykes went to Fagin's house to hide. Fagin was in jail. The police followed Bill, who was trying to escape. He took a rope to lower himself from the roof to the ground. He slipped on the roof. The rope was round his neck. He hanged himself when he was trying to escape. Oliver was safe. Mr. Brownlow and the doctor took Miss Rose and Oliver to the workhouse Oliver was born in. Monks, Mr. Bumble, Mrs. Corney were there. Mr. Brownlow and the doctor made Monks, Mrs. Bumble and Mrs. Corney tell the truth to Oliver. At the end of the story, Mr. Brownlow asked, Oliver's mother had a baby sister. What happened to her? They gave the baby to some peasants. She didn't know about her real mother. An old lady saw her and took her in, said Monks. Who was the baby sister? Asked Mr. Brownlow. Miss Maylie, said Monks. I'm Oliver's aunt, asked Miss Rose. Miss Rose and Oliver hugged. Harry came to see Miss Rose. He asked her to marry him. Miss Rose said yes.